Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. With just 6 days to go before primary election day, some pollsters are calling the race for the GOP nomination for the U.S. Senate in Missouri too close to call. Two of the three leading candidates, Sarah Steelman and Todd Akin, will join us today in our second half. One question we'll ask, how much responsibility does President George W. Bush bear for the state of the American economy? But first today, moderates and conservative Republicans are battling it out in Kansas these days for control of the state Senate. Control of the Senate is said to be the last obstacle in Governor Sam Brownback's way as he continues to implement a very conservative agenda. Today we'll visit with two candidates for Kansas's 11th State Senate District, which runs from 99th Street to 167th Metcalf to State Line Road. With us today, Pat Colleton. She's an attorney and four-term member of the House from Leawood. Pat, nice to have you.
Thanks, Steve.
Good morning. Jeff Melcher is also here. He's CEO of NetStandard. That's a technology company. And Jeff, welcome.
Good morning. To be with you, Steve.
Yeah. Well, basic stuff to begin with. Pat, we'll begin with you. Give us 30 seconds on why you're qualified for this job and why you want it.
Well, I think my last 8 years in the House of Representatives, working closely with communities, schools, businesses in Johnson County and representing them, has led to a lot of great endorsements from the county chair, the mayors of the two towns, Carl Gerlach and Peggy Dunn. And it's because I have represented our interests very strongly, and I think I'm ready to move on to the Senate now that the Senate seat is open.
Jeff Melcher, how about you? Why do you want this job? Why are you qualified for it?
Well, why I want it is I'd like to get Kansas structurally turned around financially. The tremendous amount of job losses that we've experienced over the last decade are unsustainable for us. As far as qualifications, I think from the more than 3,000 people I visited with going door to door, their biggest qualification is the fact that I've not been in politics before, plus the additional fact that I'm a job creator, an entrepreneur, a person that's contributing to this economy in Kansas.
What's caused that job loss that you just referred to? I mean, obviously, in the years I've been covering Kansas, we've been cutting the budget rather aggressively going back a number of years. What's been the cause of the job loss in your view, Jeff?
Well, the cost of doing business here, the cost and complexity of regulations is just not competitive with other states. We've seen the zero-income tax states, all nine of them, outperform higher tax states like Kansas. And we're just suffering the results of being non-competitive in a very competitive job environment.
Is zero income tax a goal for you at some point down the road?
Yeah, it is. And the only reason is it's not as a matter of fairness necessarily. It's just the competitive environment. When you've got retail stores and they set the price at a particular price point, if you don't compete with that, you lose your market share, and Kansas has lost their market share.
Pat Colleton, what's your sense when it comes to why Kansas has lost jobs, and is 0% income tax a goal for you going forward?
Kansas has lost both population because of factors in western Kansas, and 0% is not a goal of mine. In fact, I think the Johnson County business community thinks it's a huge mistake.
Because?
And will impact our businesses very negatively, because when you go to zero income tax, then what you do to provide services is raise sales tax and property tax. And you make cuts in things like transportation that are at the core of Johnson County business success. And when we look at these other states that have zero income tax, it's Texas, for example, that has tons of other revenue from the oil business, or it's Florida that has a lot of sales tax revenue from tourists. And we don't really think they're comparable. I have the highest rating from the Overland Park Chamber of any state representative because I vote Johnson County business interests. We're the economic engine of Kansas, and these outside groups from Wichita and Topeka that Jeff represents are not particularly interested in what the Johnson County view is.
You're saying, Pat, just to be clear here, that if you go to 0% income tax, sales taxes will inevitably go up. And if that happens, Kansas side businesses will be at a disadvantage because their sales tax level will be higher than on the Missouri side. Am I hearing you right?
That's right. And property taxes will go up as well. Part of their plan is to shift a lot of the burden to local government. And the DMV in Kansas is an example. The state let go 37 employees at the state Department of Motor Vehicles. What happens in turn then is we have a lot of inconvenience and cost to Johnson County. We're having to hire $800,000 worth of employees because the state no longer is doing the back office job on motor vehicle tags, and you see what a mess that is. So that $800,000 will be reflected in people's property taxes. So when we say sales tax and property taxes are going up, if this Wichita plan spawned by the Koch brothers is followed, we see a direct result even today.
The Wichita plan being 0% income tax.
Yes.
Jeff Melcher, what about Pat Colleton's point she just made there, that if you do go to 0% income tax, sales taxes go up, puts Kansas businesses at a competitive disadvantage compared with Missouri? What do you say to that?
Well, just a litany of things that Pat said need to be responded to. First of all, that I'm represented by Wichita couldn't be further from the truth. She talks about out of town influences on me. I represent the voters here and myself. And if you want to, I think it's a large amount of hypocrisy. Actually, if you start to look at the disclosure forms, financial disclosures, virtually all of my money comes locally from small business and individuals. If you look at Pat's, the majority of her money comes from PACs and all kinds of special interests that are out of Kansas City. So I think it's the levels of hypocrisy here are staggering.
I'll let you respond to that, Pat, but just real quickly, Jeff, are you concerned about the competitive disadvantage? Would that happen under a 0% income tax plan or not?
Well, I don't know if Pat's advocating for shifting the tax burden from one place to the other, but I'm not, so I'm not going to let her speak for me on that, but the concept involved here is a thing that typically left-leaning people don't understand. They don't understand that if you lower taxes and make it more attractive for business and job creation, that we will increase jobs and we will gain additional tax revenue from all the other areas that we will receive more from as a result of the new people and the jobs being
here. So you don't buy the idea that sales taxes would go up under a 0% income tax plan?
Absolutely not. We're one of the highest sales tax areas right now. I pay almost 10% sales tax when I go down the street from my home. Sales taxes are lower in other low-cost states. And it's just a fallacy to believe that if you cut a tax in one place, you have to make it up in another. That's just the typical Democrat mantra that we hear every day coming from the Obama administration.
And we have Pat Colleton respond to that, respond to the hypocrisy charge and to what he just said about you cut taxes in one area. That doesn't necessarily mean they go up in another area.
Well, Jeff sits on the board of the Kansas Chamber, and we just saw in the newspapers that it's over 50% funded by the Koch brothers, which founded Americans for Prosperity. It is the Topeka Koch outside interests, and they are absolutely opposed to Johnson County business interests. That's why I'm endorsed by the Greater Kansas City Chamber and have this high lifetime rating because I vote with Johnson County business. Now, you may say that that's local, but really it's not. It's a separate interest, and our chambers are recognizing it. With regard to my money, I have over 200 contributors. The vast majority are in Leawood and Overland Park, directly in Senate District 11. I think the person who has the outside Senate District 11 contribution is Jeff Melcher. And certainly the fact that he sits on the board of directors of the Kansas Chamber, which is more than 50% funded by the Koch brothers, suggests that he does have a philosophy that is in line with the Koch brothers and those outside business interests that our business community opposes.
Jeff, I'll give you a final, just a quick word on this. Do you want to respond to that?
Sure, absolutely. Look at my contribution report. The facts are there. My contributions come here locally. About 4% of my money comes from Wichita. More than 50% of Pat's money comes from PACs and out-of-town interests. So the facts are clear, but we can sit and argue about them. I'll be glad to leave you the disclosure forms, and you can look at it for yourself. But the majority of her dollars come from those interests.
I want to move on. If you're just joining us, you're listening to an in-house debate here at KCUR on Up to Date. We're visiting with Pat Colleton, a moderate, Jeff Melcher, a conservative, the two candidates for Kansas's 11th District State Senate seat, a key race in the battle for control of the State Senate in Topeka. The next legislature, Jeff, is going to have to decide on whether to renew the extra 1 cent sales tax that Governor Mark Parkinson worked to implement a couple of years ago. How will you vote on retaining that?
that tax. The tax generates roughly $300 million for the state right now.
It's all going to depend on what the revenues look like. Projected revenues are actually coming in higher than expected.
What's your inclination, though?
Well, there's no way to really know. I mean, it's going to take time to really know how this sorts out. I supported a tax bill that caused a stair-stepped reduction in the income tax, and as you know, the bill that passed was a straight to zero. But in fact, that only applies to small businesses. And when Pat talks about the Overland Park Chamber and the business support or the business not supporting the zero income tax, that's only amongst the large businesses that primarily pay all the dues at the local chambers.
Okay,
the small
clear,
businesses are completely left out.
You're not ruling out the possibility of extending that tax. It depends on the revenues coming in, if I'm hearing you correctly.
I'm just not taking a position on where it'll be because I have no idea what the circumstances are going to be.
Pat Colleton, what are you going to do on that tax if you're elected to the state Senate?
Well, I'm going to vote against it. I do not want to continue. We've had a vote already, so I have a firm voting record against that tax continuing. As you know, the Americans for Prosperity and the governor in his state of the state proposed that it be continued. And of course, yesterday on a TV show, my opponent said that he would like to unite with the governor and do the governor's plan. I don't want to unite. I want to be a representative and a voice for our interests locally. By the way, I just have to say, let's compare donations on those reports. The Kansas Medical Society, the Greater Kansas City Chamber are PACs that support me, but they are hardly the kind of thing that is being inferred, and not half of my money comes from any sort of a political action, whereas a great deal of Jeff's does. So I'd love to compare. I think we're going to have to leave that a question mark.
Let's move on. Speaking of taxes, the legislature just voted to cut them in a big way, $3.7 billion tax cut plan that reduces the income tax. It reduces taxes for small businesses. Pat Colleton, how did you vote on that measure as a member of the House? And Jeff Melcher, how would you have voted? Pat, let me start with you.
I voted against that tax measure. It was too big and too risky. And even the
risky, why?
It was risky because of the tremendous deficit it projects. In order to make up that kind of revenue, not only would you have to increase sales and property taxes to provide those services or drop all the services, including, remember, half the state budget is schools, so you have to cut schools. So it was risky that we can't get that amount of growth. In fact, since there is no national model for what was done, and it's based just on ideological beliefs that have been espoused by my opponent, I think it should have been stair-stepped in. It should have been and that was the argument in the legislature. Can we go towards lowering income tax, which everybody wanted to do, everybody voted for? I also voted for reducing property taxes this year. But should we do it more gradually, do it with a model, do it more? And that was the fight. And the ultimate bill was as Jeff has just said, was sort of an all or nothing thing.
So you voted against.
I voted against it.
Jeff Melcher, you would have voted how on this bill?
If I'd have been in the Senate, we wouldn't have had that bill because John Vrattle would have been gone and I would have been there. We would have had a more reasonable bill, one that was a stair-stepped approach that would have given us a far more predictable result, and it would have eliminated any and all risk.
But just in general, looking back on how would you have cast your vote on that?
Well, I'm not going to talk about a vote that I would never vote on. I wouldn't have had to make that vote because that wouldn't have happened had I been in the legislature.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Is it too big of a cut at once, as Pat Colleton just said?
I don't think so. I think we've got a large government here, and there's a lot of waste. And the people that I talk to see a lot of waste in our government. There's tremendous inefficiency, and we can drive that out. I've seen the things that we've had to do in our business and all other private businesses through this tough economy. We've had to find efficiencies that nobody realized were there, and we found them. To think that the government doesn't have inefficiencies to recover is a fallacy.
Is there still a lot of waste in state government? Again, the budget has been cut year after year in some significant ways. Where is the waste?
Oh, the waste is everywhere. The fact that you've just cut budgets, all that means is, from the government's perspective, they look at a budget cut and they say, well, okay, if you cut 10%, what are the 10% of things we're not going to do? That's idiotic. I mean, that is just plain stupidity. In the private sector, our customers have asked us to give them more and more for less money. And we've delivered, and the state government and the federal government and the local governments can all deliver those same things.
You know, just the other day, we had another debate here, I think in the 8th District, featuring Tim Owens as the incumbent. There's already talk about perhaps backing off the size of this tax cut and maybe going back on some of the tax cut, and I guess as a result, increasing taxes a little bit next year. Could you support that?
No. When I go door to door, people are telling me, quit spending as much money as we're spending. They feel that we have an inefficient government. It spends too much. It does too much. And we got by with a much smaller government with more people years ago.
So no tax increases?
Absolutely no tax increases.
Pat Colleton, could you go back on the size of this tax cut and maybe vote to back off it a little bit?
Definitely. You know, I think the things that Jeff is saying have been very much accomplished over the last several years. It's wrong to say that the Brownback administration has not cut significantly the programs. We've eliminated more than 1,000 positions within state government. It's more than $1 billion less in spending. And the tax cut, while it needs to be reworked, is still a very sizable tax cut. So I think these issues that are being brought up apply to the national government, but it is wrong to say there's tremendous inefficiency in the Brownback administration. And it's wrong to say that there's just thousands more to cut. We have prioritized. These are not across-the-board cuts. The last thing we cut during the recession was schools, and it received about an overall 11% cut. Places like corrections received a 25%. You've got to have a value system that determines how you vote on the budget. And for me, it's our businesses, it's our schools, and it's our local communities. That's in Johnson County. That's my top priority.
I'm going to get to schools in just a moment here. You're listening to a debate between Pat Colleton and Jeff Melcher for Kansas's 11th District State Senate seat. You know, one of the big issues that will come up before the legislature next year, Jeff, will be on whether to extend Medicaid coverage to thousands of poor Kansans under President Obama's health care plan. Extending coverage would mean billions of dollars for the state, from the federal government, but future obligations to continue that spending as well. What should the state do, in your view, Jeff?
Well, Obamacare will devastate our state and other states. We can't continue to expand entitlements to more and more people. We've got to get people working. When you've got an economy that's failing, people aren't working. The plan that's being implemented now, by making it more attractive for job creators to be here, will help start to address those things. It's going to get people that aren't working, and when they are, they're contributing rather than drawing.
Just to be clear, you're turning away billions of dollars from the federal government, at least in the short term, to fund Medicaid, although that would obligate the state going forward from that point.
Yeah, they almost look at this like a crack dealer. They give you some free drugs for a while, and then they take them away and make you pay for them. That's no reward for us. All that does is just press us into becoming a further entitlement state, and we can't afford that, and it's not the way our state should be going, or any other one for that matter.
Pat Colleton, where do you come down on this question of extending Medicaid coverage next year before the legislature?
To be frank, I don't know enough about the pros and cons. The one thing that we did do, and of course I voted for the resolution that would have put a vote on the individual mandate before the voters, because I opposed Obamacare, opposed the individual mandate. But with regard to whether we would extend this or not, unless we do benefit financially from doing it, I don't think we'll do it at all. I don't think there's any chance that we will expand unless we see a fiscal benefit. And I don't know the numbers well enough at this point. I'm still hoping Congress is going to do something about Obamacare after Romney is elected president. Remember, I'm a Dole, Eisenhower, and Romney Republican.
Let's go to education. Next year, school districts across the state will receive $174 less per student than when Governor Brownback took office. He and the legislature cut $100 million from schools in 2011, and they cut per pupil spending more this year. Pat, is that the right way to be going?
No, no, it is not. We have a very outdated system that everybody's critical of, and it allows the local voters to decide how much capital expense should be gotten. And we have voted in Johnson County to have extravagant buildings. And people are upset and concerned about that. Going door to door, I know that as well. And I've certainly over the years visited thousands of households in my Senate district, in what will be the Senate district. But we have voted for those taxes, and they're reflected in our property tax. The state formula limits how much can be spent on operational costs, and it limits us very severely, so we can't add local control. It's capped, and that has to change. And Governor Brownback has supported more freedom at the local level to determine. But overall, we have all these different weightings and little side diversions of the money that don't create a basic pot that's adequate for the kids in the classroom.
So just to be clear, you support more per pupil spending going forward, coming from Topeka.
Into the operations part
of
it. Yes.
Coming from Topeka. Jeff Melcher?
Yeah, we're only spending about 48 cents out of every dollar on instruction in the classroom today in the Blue Valley School District. It's not enough. And, you know, my opponent has been in the legislature long enough to address the funding formula. And I just think we've been very poor at negotiating with legislators in other parts of the state. There are things that they want, and there are things that we want in Johnson County. We need to be good negotiators and find ways to be able to allow us to have more control over how that money's spent.
You know, one of the criticisms you make in one of your flyers, Jeff, that's gone out to voters in the district is you point out that only 54 cents of every buck, you just said it, makes its way into the classroom in Shawnee Mission and a mere 48 cents in Blue Valley. How do you change that? Because you're going up against lawmakers in Western Kansas who don't want that formula to change.
Well, that's what negotiation's all about. That's why experience as a business person is valuable. You know, I've had to negotiate deals where I got people to concede on things that they didn't want to. And you do that by giving them things that they need.
You want to keep all the money in Johnson County.
Pardon me?
You want to keep all the...
Well, we're not going to keep all the money there, but I want to keep more of it there. And I want to take these restrictions off of how we spend it. We've got these palatial buildings in our school districts, and we can't afford to staff them. We can't afford to pay the teachers what we need to attract and retain the quality ones. We've also got to take on the teachers' unions and allow us as schools to be able to pay higher rates for math and science teachers that are in short supply. It's a market-driven economy, and people like me in my industry are hiring those people, and we're not getting them into the classrooms where we need them.
Pat, just a quick final word. How do you get more of that money to stay in Johnson County?
Well, as you know, Governor Brownback, in his platform as governor and for the last 2 years, has been promoting a formula that would do that for us. And so the criticisms are not of the legislature that my opponent is making. It's of the chief staff, Landon Fulmer, and Governor Brownback, because they have led the effort. We can revise the formula, but it has to be led by the governor's office. It won't be led by an individual legislator, even if he's had a strong business career.
We've got to scoot. Thanks for your time. That's Pat Colleton, an attorney, a four-term member of the State House, Jeff Melcher, a CEO of NetStandard, the two candidates for Kansas's 11th State Senate District. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Appreciate it.